tired of hearing only one side.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Hollywood actors will be heading out to the picket lines, joining writers who have been on strike for 2.5 months now. KCBS-TV's Tom Waite is in Los Angeles.
Hollywood actors join writers on the picket line in a dispute focusing on the future of the entertainment business.
Streaming and AI and digital is so prevalent in the industry, it is disemboweled. The industry that we once knew.
At the heart of the impasse is actors' income from streaming entertainment and safeguards amid the increasing role artificial intelligence is playing in movies and TV.
The extreme heat is still the big weather story. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
Across a third of the country, it was another day of record sweltering heat, with more than 120 million Americans under excessive heat alerts. In Southern California, hot and dry conditions are fueling fires in Riverside County.
Today's a busy day for Cal Fire Riverside County Fire Department. Going to be a busy season for these firefighters.
The first over-the-counter birth control pill has just been approved by the FDA. Anyone can get it without a prescription. Dominique Mora lives in Philadelphia.
Easy access is the best access, in my opinion. You know, having women of all different sorts of backgrounds and money backgrounds being able to have access to such things is very important. Women should be able to have control over their bodies no matter what their situations are.
A federal jury has decided what's next for Robert Bowers, the man responsible for the deadly attack on a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. KDKA reporter Shelby Cassese.
The death penalty remains on the table in the Bowers case as it advances to the sentencing phase. The jury unanimously agreeing on three things. One, that Bowers was at least 18 at the time of the shooting. Two, that he acted with intent. And three, that there was at least one aggravating factor. For example, in this case, they determined some victims were especially vulnerable.
CBS's Jim Crisola tells us the death penalty is off the table for the two men charged with killing a famous mob boss.
Notorious Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger was killed just hours after he was transferred to the federal prison in Hazleton, West Virginia, from another lockup in Florida and placed in the general population.
Friday is Bastille Day in France. It was on July 14, 1789, when French citizens joined forces and stormed the Bastille prison fortress, which started the French Revolution. There will be celebrations throughout France, including parades. There will be fireworks and also flyovers that release trails of blue, white, and red smoke, which represents the French flag. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there. See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. 93.5, The Tap.
No, I don't right, even have go. The...
No sex.
You need cooling. Welcome back to Baby, the I'm Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Wednesday. Hump day. Happier. Happy hour. Almost clear. It's Wednesday now. Tom.
I'm pretty sure. Yes, yes.
I'm happy because we're on the radio. We're doing what we love. And we're opening up the lines to you, our fair audience. 844-967-2789. Once again, 844-96-PARTY. It's always a party. In fact, I wish I had some booze. I'd start drinking.
Oh, that's right. I actually have some. I should start. I forgot. I've been so distracted, Crudy. I forgot. It's happy hour.
It is the happier happy hour. Dom, do you think Republicans are happy? Today was their big witch hunt of Christopher Wray, which they like the claim that he's biased against conservatives.
What?
But by his own description. I mean, they made the accusation today, biased against conservatives. You know, the FBI director is a self-described Republican.
Appointed by Trump.
By Donald Trump. You know, this biased against conservatives.
It's a bastion of liberalism, the FBI. You know what I'm saying? Come on. I mean, the whole premise, the whole thing, and this is how infected the MAGAs are now. I mean, Christopher Wray is no liberal. Christopher Wray is just doing his job. As that's some of the testimony that I heard today, if Christopher Wray, if Donald Trump didn't surround himself with criminals, you know, the FBI wouldn't be investigating those people and him. Ted Lieu went down the list with Wray today. Hey, how about this guy? How about, you know, Bannon? And he bringing up people I had totally forgot about. Yes, convicted. Yes, yes, yes. And that was under, what, three different attorneys general under Trump. All had prosecuted all these Trump, but yet for some reason they're all a bunch of liberals. It's a conspiracy against them. Yeah, it's a conspiracy, a bunch of criminals. That's what it's a conspiracy.
Dominic, here's the headline: FBI Chief Chris Wray, insane. That's the quote. To say I'm biased against conservatives. Yeah. I quote the Washington Post: Devlin Barrett, FBI Director Christopher A. Wray, testified before Congress for hours today. If today is indeed Wednesday, defending his record and that of his agents as Republicans attacked what they called politically motivated investigations and threatened to take away some of the Bureau's budget or surveillance authority. Defund the FBI. Defund the FBI. Speaking to the House Judiciary Committee, Wray sounded exacerbated at times with both criticisms and the premise behind them. That a Republican appointed by President Donald Trump, I think we made that point, Dom. He was nevertheless out to get Republicans. He's a sleeper. He's the Manchurian FBI director, Dom. Yeah. Here's his quote. The idea that I am biased against conservatives seems somewhat insane to me, given my own personal background. Now, the hearing was Wray's first congressional testimony since Trump was indicted last month on 37 charges of mishandling national security documents and obstructing government efforts to recover them. Trump has pled not guilty. strongly pled not guilty. Also in June, Hunter Biden struck a deal with federal prosecutors in which he plans to plead guilty to two tax misdemeanors and admit to illegal gun possession, though he will not plead guilty to the gun charge. The two cases have brought new energy to attacks by Republicans. That and, you know, Fox News and Righty Whitey Talk Radio, because they're trying to gin up ratings. Particularly pro-Trump lawmakers who have accused the nation's premier law enforcement agency of favoring liberals. It almost seems laughable to read. And unfairly pursuing conservatives. They called it the Judiciary Committee chairman, the Honorable Rep. Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, if you're unaware. Now, I'm still not wearing a sport coat. Don't know if he owns one. Has been one of the FBI's most strident critics. On Wednesday, he calls the agency's work Orwellian. Some Republicans have suggested FBI headquarters be moved out of the Washington, D.C. area, or proposed withholding the salaries of some officials. Like they're going to stick around, right? Because they so love their country, they're going to have their salaries withheld by Republicans. Though it's not clear that those proposals have wide support in either chamber of commerce. And Democrats were much more tempered than Republicans in their questions at the hearing, largely supportive of the Bureau, but at times asking whether the FBI had, rather than being too tough on Trump, as Republicans claim, been too freaking gentle.
Absolutely. Our folks take great pains to be rigorous, professional, objective, Ray insisted, saying his message to the agents is always do the work in the right way, and sometimes it's frustrating to others. In a sign of the tensions that have surrounded the FBI for years, Ray noted that there is now a unit that tracks threats made to Bureau personnel and locations. Quote, I don't think there's been a more difficult time for an FBI director, Adam Schiff said. House Republicans have increasingly targeted Ray directly, threatening last month to hold him in contempt of Congress in a dispute over access to an FBI report of a confidential informant's 2017 to 2020 corruption allegations against the Biden family. The Republicans ultimately backed away from taking that step, but it's clear that Ray remains in their crosshairs. They're eating their own, Crudy. What have I been saying for years? The Republican Party is in disarray.
You have been saying that with some frequency.
When Rep. Matt Gaetz, you know, a man from Florida, raised allegations made against Hunter Biden and asked the director, are you protecting the Bidens? Absolutely not, Ray shot back. Gaetz then accused Ray of being blissfully ignorant of problems at the Bureau, including repeated misuses of a surveillance authority known as Section 702. Internal reviews have found significant failures in the digital data collection program in recent years, and conservatives in particular have vowed not to renew the program when it expires at the end of the year. Jordan and other conservatives have sought to join forces with some liberal lawmakers to try and end or significantly curtail the 702 program, which intelligence officials have long described as a crown jewel of the government's effort to stop terrorists. Rep. Ted Lieu, a Democrat from California, dismissed much of the Republican criticism of the FBI as thinly disguised campaigning for Trump's 2024 presidential bid. He noted that the criminal charges filed by the Justice Department in recent years against people close to the former president, including his former 2016 campaign chairman and his deputy, were in many cases investigated or prosecuted by Trump appointees. Oh, it's Trump's out to get Trump. I mean, the man's so crazy, he just might be. We don't have a two-tiered system of justice, Lou said. All of these folks were convicted under the administrations of three separate Republican attorneys general. It is not the fault of the FBI that Donald Trump surrounds himself with criminals. Donald Trump brought that upon himself.
I think by being such an excellent criminal, I think he just oozes the criminality on those around him. So even if they weren't criminal in nature, the mere association with the former president turns them to criminal behavior.
Well, if you're going to willing to do anything for a guy because what? And what is it about Donald Trump? Let's be very clear here. It's the money. It's not his charming personality. It's not his good works.
I think it's actually
prowess. It's not his very fine words. The only reason Donald Trump gets anyone to do anything is because he's got a lot of money. And what do megas love and respect more than anything else? Anything. Money. What did Trump say at the Freedom Summit in Iowa, Crudy? You're going to be very impressed with all the money I have. $10 billion.
Depending and they on were, and mood. They elected him.
Depending on his mood. But I don't think it's the money, Dom. Because I don't even think he has the money. Right? And he stiffs people constantly. So if it was just his money buying him this sort of loyalty, quote unquote, well, he'd have to spend some of the money. Mostly he just collects other people's money. It's the celebrity, Dom. When you're a celebrity, they just let you do it.
I don't know, man. There's lots of celebrities out there that you would not allow to bend and twist your mind like that. I mean, Donald Trump lies about everything all the time.
But
and
he's where to the WWE point where the WWE meets The Apprentice, dude. No one else is. He's in the boardroom firing you. And then he's out there shaving Vince McMahon's head.
Did you realize this is all fiction, right? WWE, or the all-star wrestling, professional wrestling, quote unquote, is entertainment. It's not an actual sport.
Tell that to the Undertaker.
Republicans would try to ban transgenders from engaging in it. So you know it's not a sport. And The Apprentice, also a bunch of BS. What are you talking about? These are entertainment venues. I mean,
don't tell that to Meatloaf.
Yeah, just come on, man. Donald Trump shaved Vince McMahon's head, right? He was a president of one of the wrestling associations back in the day. I mean, this is entertainment. But when you give a guy like that and take him from that role, that entertainment, and put him into a position of power, well, obviously we see the results of that.
You know, I turned on Right Wing Talk Radio as I was driving out of Dean County this morning, and was reading case and file from the police blotter over and over and over again, you know, to demonstrate the lawlessness of Democratic-run Milwaukee. You know, it's been a Democratic-run city since 1908. Let me read you from the crime pages, because that makes great radio. I mean, it really does. You know, just crime after crime. And, of course, it's all the leadership's problem. But here is what the FBI director had to say today, because let's not forget, the very same Law and Order party that they claim to be, oh, those lawless people in Milwaukee, and you know what they're really saying. Here's what Christopher Wray had to tell the prosecuting Republicans. They got the FBI director, a Republican Trump appointee, having to defend his honor that he's not biased against conservatives. Here's what else he said. The agency's work goes way beyond one or two investigations that seem to capture all the headlines, Ray said in his prepared remarks. Take violent crime. Last year alone, working shoulder to shoulder with our partners in state and local law enforcement, the FBI arrested more than 20,000 violent criminals and child predators, an average of almost 60 bad guys taken off the streets per day, every day. He also cited work against drug cartels, Chinese espionage, and financial fraud. Since becoming the FBI director in 2017, after Trump fired Comey, you know, to take the pressure off the Russia, Russia, Russia thing, Ray has changed some FBI policies to address mistakes in past cases, including in the investigation of the 16 Trump campaign, and tried a more cautious course, but in part because of FBI actions in 16, political controversies and cases have continued to dog the Bureau. He does. Was fired. Folks, we're the devil's advocates. I hope nobody gets fired. At least not me or Dom. Or you, our audience. Join us. 844-967-2789. Except for you, CJ. You've been stewing for a while.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know it. You're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have storm chances in the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a light southwest wind at 62 degrees early Friday morning. We'll see some hazy conditions developing, especially late Friday afternoon. Mostly sunny skies and some afternoon storms, the high 88 degrees. It's 66 at our studios.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls always welcome here. 844-967-2789. We take all callers.
Dominic, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, gave testimony today, and he was questioned by Matt Gaetz. Now, Matt Gaetz was under his own investigation, although apparently his wingman and the, trafficking of teens for sexual favors or Venmo payments of tuition, whatever.
I believe it was for college, right?
For college.
As he claimed in the Venmo payment.
But the other guy, who apparently was the state's witness against Matt Gaetz, seems so unreliable, they chose not to prosecute Matt Gaetz. So consider the source attacking the FBI. This is a guy that was under recent investigation, criminal investigation, for sex trafficking of an underage teen. That's a girl. Anyways, FBI Director Christopher Wray on Wednesday shot back at Rep. Matt Gaetz, Republican from Florida, when the Florida reputation during a House Judiciary Committee hearing, talking about a guy with a bad reputation. After trying unsuccessfully to get Trump-appointed FBI Director to comment on potentially incriminating messages sent by Hunter Biden years ago, Gaetz launched a broadside against Wray's tenure running the nation's largest federal law enforcement agency. Here's what Gaetz said. You preside over the FBI. It has the lowest level of trust in the FBI's history. People trusted the FBI more when J. Edgar Hoover was running the place. The reason is because you don't give straight answers. Wray, however, was quick to retort by informing Gaetz that his agency has been doing gangbusters when it comes to recruiting, especially in the state of Florida. Respectfully, Congressman, and I don't think he meant respectfully, Congressman, but he said it that way. In your home state of Florida, the number of people applying to come work for us, to devote their lives working for us, is up over 100%. We're deeply proud of them, Gaetz fired back, but they deserve better than you.
Eating their own, baby. Eating their own.
The jerk store called. They're running out of Matt Gaetz. That's the entirety of that particular interchange.
There are a lot of that today. I don't think the Republicans came off very strong in that hearing. You know, not very strong, very weak, and splintered. I think the Dems handled themselves fairly well, and. Actually, and I really appreciate the point being brought up to Wray today, and I didn't get the response, but the reporting has been, hey,
FBI director. I mean, if there's anything going on, you're going too easy on Donald Trump. And we all know it. If Donald Trump was anybody else, he'd already been. He's the president. He's a former president. So for some reason, he gets a pass. And I don't think that's just. I don't think that's right. And for him and not his legal team now to come out and say, hey, you know, we want to delay the trial. We want to delay the documents trial, the espionage trial until what? After the election. I'm just too busy. Because, of course, I'm going to be running for president and his body guy, Walt Nauta. Well, he's going to be with Trump. So, you know, unfortunately, Judge, we're just really, really busy this election cycle. Maybe we'll get back to you. Circle back with us, you know, after 2024, which, of course, is one of the most asinine things you could possibly say. And this is what they did in the court filing. You know what I mean? I mean, number one, Donald Trump was doing these crimes when he was not president and not running for president. Let's just be frank about that. And even so, as I've been mentioned the other day, so as soon as someone decides to run for president or any other office, I guess I'm unclear what the new standard is. Well, I'm running for president, so you can't arrest me. You can't prosecute me. You can't investigate me because I'm going to be really busy running for president. I mean, you don't hear, you know, a CPA who laundered or stole money or defrauded his clients say, well, guys, you know, this first quarter is really busy and second quarter of tax seasons. I'm not going to be able to find time to defend myself. If you don't have time to do the crime, then don't do the crime. I mean, you guys, Walt Nauta and Donald Trump and that whole crew, they knew what they were doing and they decided to go down that road. So if you're going to, you know, lie to the federal government and steal what America's crown jewels of secrets and hold them for your own and stick them in your bathroom and lie to the FBI and lie to the archives and lie in your documents and say, yeah, we gave everything back. Well, then you got to expect some sort of hell prosecution, and that's exactly what you got.
CJ from Stoughton, welcome, CJ. What say you? Oh, before you say anything, here's a challenge to you, CJ. Before you call back after today, you can have today's call, but before you call back, you've got to participate in the Civic Pints. You got to get blood, CJ, like all of us do. We're all going to do it for our community. Tomorrow morning, I'm giving blood at the Wisconsin State Capitol, 10:30 a.m. I challenge you, CJ, before you call back to troll us tomorrow, go give some blood. And now you go.
I appreciate that, and I will. Hey, Dom.
Don't just say that. You're a man of your word, I hope. I expect you to get blood before you call back tomorrow.
I'll be working tomorrow. You'll be lucky to get my call tomorrow, but thank you guys. I actually watched C-SPAN and Fox because they were the only real news program that covered Ray testimony, and he said everything in the Durham report was true. You guys, 300 pages, you can read that. You're big boys, you should read that and be shocked at the corruption in our most trusted institutions, whether you're Republican or Democrat.
Well, I had already read all of that in the Horowitz IG report that preceded Durham by years, dude. That's old news.
Well, Ray doesn't seem to think.
Come on, man. Come heavy or don't come at all, CJ.
And
give
come.
Some blood. We're not taking a call until you do.
With a pint less blood, or you're not welcome around here. 844-969-2789. The happier, happy hour. Blood, y'all.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Hollywood actors will join writers in a strike that will bring countless TV and movie productions to a halt. Actress Fran Drescher is the president of the Screen Actors Guild.
We demand respect and to be honored for our contribution. You share the wealth because you cannot exist without us.
Triple-digit temps for almost 2 weeks now in Phoenix. It's extremely dangerous for the homeless.
I fell asleep on some hot concrete, and my whole left side got third-degree burns on them. You know? So that's an eye-opener.
The FDA says yes to the first over-the-counter birth control pill.
Birth control should have been available to everybody. It shouldn't be something you need a prescription to get, not if you're completely healthy and you don't have any medical issues. And I hope that all pharmacies start to carry it.
Anyone will be able to get it without a prescription. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemmyhew, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frank Mobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
...60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through the Tuesday happy hour. It's telling a story. Got all interrupted by these ads and the news and such. So let me complete the story. So anyways, the story was the day Crudy debated Tony Evers. And I challenged Tony Evers on the reading performance scores of Wisconsin students, and I utilized an Alan Borsig article that apparently Tony had not seen or was unfamiliar with, and Borsig was critical of both Evers and Scott Walker because the scores were still low, and the proposed solution was a read-to-lead board, and we had had Senator Chris Larson, a Milwaukee area senator, on our fine show like a week prior and asked Chris. Chris had the read-to-lead board. Never even met. We never even got together. So it wasn't a solution. It was a blue ribbon panel thrown at the wall to see if the problem would go away on its own. And of course, problems don't go away on their own. So it was a apt criticism, I thought. And I thought, considering the audience and, you know, the nature of the candidate forum that we were having, I thought it was my opportunity to challenge Tony Evers on what I thought was not going to be his strength when it was time to debate Scott Walker. Because Scott Walker certainly wasn't going to draw a contrast. Well, Tony, you embraced my budget. You called it kid-friendly. Well, Tony, your bad reading scores are my bad reading scores, right?
We did this together.
We co-chaired the Read to Lead board. So any criticism that he might offer was going to be blunted by the fact that, you know, he had a couple of things where he either agreed with Walker or he chaired with Walker or whatever. Tony got real spirited.
Spirited, yes.
He was very spirited. You were there, Dom. You were in close proximity. And, you know, so Tony starts gunning me on Crudy, quit lying, quit effing lying. The guy's swearing at me.
I mean, after the debate, after we took our social media picture, yes.
After our hour of debate, we're standing there, and the audience can probably hear most of what's going on. And so anyways, Tony grabbed me, and then I chastised him for not having the courage to stand up to Dr. Tim Slecker, host of Busted Pencils, Tuesday night, coming up at 7 o'clock. Wonder if Tim remembers this story. But Evers had forced the moderator out for his hour. Slecker moderated the other 2 hours, but not the hour that Tony Evers appeared on, because Tony personally thought he had an axe to grind or whatever. And he was, quote-unquote, the front runner, and he had the power to push out the moderator, and they did. Technically, his campaign chair, now his chief of staff, did. Well, Dom, you know, my wife was completely embarrassed by the fact I had run for governor without her prior consent or thoughtful consideration or a family discussion or any of those sort of things. Some do. And, you know, it'd been nearly a month on the campaign trail. And, you know, I noticed the local media didn't see the value in stories we're trying to make stories, like the fact that campaign coordination was legal in the state of Wisconsin suddenly under the corrupted campaign finance laws of Scott Walker. And if Scott Walker was going to use the corrupted laws, so was I. And I was going to use a third-party group, the People for People People Corporation, to coordinate with the Croot for Wisconsin campaign. And in fact, we sent out a joint press release with the exact same wording from both the campaign and the third-party group, just to demonstrate how clearly these two organizations were going to coordinate, which was now completely legal under Wisconsin campaign finance law. And the local press went, they yawned. Because they still wanted access to Scott Walker. And of course, they weren't going to challenge the man. This was the law of the land. If corruption's the law of the land, then it's good. And if we want to continue to have access to Scott Walker, we're not going to challenge the man on something like the corruptness of the campaign finance laws here in the state of Wisconsin that he, of course, had changed so he could continue to corrupt them. But back to Tony Evers. So Tony and I had a few coarse words, and the man showed he has plenty of fire in his belly. He was mad as hell at me.
Oh, yes,
he does. I was a little mad back, and it's the fact that Tony is not of the same stature as me that probably permitted him to approach me in a physical way, swear in my face, and not get a knuckle sandwich, if you know what I'm saying. But never came to any of that. And then it was time for the social media picture.
Which I just sent to you.
And, oh, did you? You shared it? We should put it up on social media. Yeah. Because Kelda was beaming. She was radiant up there in the center of the photo. And Crudy and Tony Evers looked like we were mugging it up for like the pre-fight. You know what I mean? Like when they line the boxers.
You got done weighing in, and now you're in your boxers, nose to nose, chin to chin.
And it was a weird sort of stacked ranked choice voting straw poll they did at the debate there at the Miramar with the teachers in attendance choosing their preferred candidates. And Kelda Royce won that day. Yes, we did. Made her look so good by comparison. Oh, did she look good compared to me and Tony that day? Because we both came off as relatively petty, although I blame petty Tony. Couldn't have been my fault.
Yeah. A little sour. I mean, the look on you, yours, and Tony's face from that day, I took that shot right after this confrontation, altercation, discussion. And Tony's sour, Crudy's sour, everybody's sour, but Earl and Kelda smiling ear to ear, baby.
They were very happy. It was a great hour of radio, if nothing else. And so Kelda won the straw poll. Tony took seventh. Crudy took eighth. Paul Soglin, who was not there, took ninth.
All right. You didn't come in last, Crudy.
Well, Soglin didn't show up. He might have been disqualified from the straw poll, but Soglin was the least favored in that he didn't attend. And of the nine, make that eight candidates in attendance, I finished last, just a skosh behind Tony Evers, who, as the superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction, didn't fare so well in front of that teacher-led audience that day, because he didn't look any better than I did. But as Tony was the polling front runner and had the money and all that stuff, by Monday morning, I got out. I just said, I'm done. Won't have this guy to kick around anymore, I think. Thought I was being a little clever in my quote. And Theo Keith, then with Channel 58 in Milwaukee, came down to the Brady Street Studios to interview me bright and early. Why I was there so early, I think I had launched on Earl's show, and I think I pulled the plug on Earl's show. And then Theo Keefe came down to interview. It felt like an interruption to interview me. And I said, you know, you won't have this guy to kick around anymore. And, you know, I said, basically, I didn't want to be Donald Trump bare knuckling my way through the Democratic field. You know, it becomes starkly apparent to me any of the campaign things I was going to put out there, like campaign corruption and pointing out the broken campaign finance laws, these things I wanted to build a campaign on, weren't gaining any traction with local press. So the only thing that was getting any sort of notice, well, I think it was described as the bizarre interplay between me and Tony on a debate. You know, it was the fact that the now governor of the state of Wisconsin yelling in my face, effing liar, Crudy. You know, that is my claim to fame. I bring
one of the many, Crudy.
I bring one of many. A passion out of this governor that yes. You have ever seen.
And no question about it, Crudy. I didn't know that Governor Evers had that kind of passion. And I got to be honest, Crudy. I think you instill that passion in lots of people that you interact with, and they end up being very passionate after your conversations with them. And I didn't know Tony was so fiery and was so
profane,
loose with the F bombs, man. I mean, I gained a little bit of respect for him. Called you well?
Didn't you? I've told the story a few times. Actually, in grudging admiration when you talk about, you know, old Tony or whatever. No.
Oh,
he's got plenty of
fire
in his belly. You should know the Tony I know.
It's true. I thought it was a little strange at the time, of course. I saw the grab on the arm, and he kind of leaned in and swore at you a little bit, and you got back at him. But you didn't grab him. I noticed that. Then I was like, hey, everyone, let's take a picture. And like a minute later, and then that's what that picture ended up being.
I've got to take a peek.
But to the point, bring this back to...
Man, Tony's got like his jaw set.
Oh, yeah.
He's mad.
He's ready to blow. He is ready to go. Thought you guys would be MMAing up there. But yeah, so I actually came away with, I mean, he does have some fire. He's got some, you know, obviously constitution and strength, and more than just beyond the euchre and the folksiness. And I get it. I mean, we want to put our best face forward, right? Certainly, don't we all? But sometimes, you know, we lose our tempers, and sometimes we drop the F-bombs, and sometimes we mean it. Sometimes it's for effect. Sometimes there's no better word to describe what we're trying to communicate. So, you know, here we are, man. It happens. So what? And Republicans, if you look at the orange guy, and let's go back and revisit some of the things he has said throughout his political career and his business career, I'd be hard pressed to think that those aren't anything any worse than or are any better than what we're hearing being reported about Joe Biden or even with Tony Evers.
What? I didn't know Earl gave Kelda a hug. Earl's giving out hugs. No wonder why Kelda's smiling. Kelda got a hug. Where was my hug? Candidate Crudy got no hug. Yeah. I would have taken a hug from Tony or you or Earl, but I didn't get a hug, man. That's why I was so
That's why you were a little salty.
844.
Yes, no more swearing, Crudy. Very bad. Very
967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, well, good for them for being salty when they need to be salty. I mean, that's it's perfectly appropriate because considering the amount of crap that they have to take on a daily basis, they need to blow off a little steam. And also, I don't have a big problem with it. Biden.
In Dom's case, that's not steam coming out of the windows, though. Just so we're clear, Mark, that's not steam.
It's like the Spicoli, man.
I don't have a problem with it. Considering what the last president did, I mean, what he did on leaving office, I mean, the fact that Joe Biden is salty or Tony Evers is salty, considering what the Republicans did to him before he even got into office, I mean, I'd be salty, too. I mean, that there's in my lesser moments, I go, it'd be nice if he could invite them to a nice little family fray gathering like Arya Stark did when she got rid of the host.
are we going full red wedding here, Mark? Holy schmoly.
I mean, rhetorically speaking, of course, Mark.
Here's a guy that occasionally fires me up. CJ, welcome back. How you doing, fella?
Hey, CJ. What do you think about Joe Biden using the MFers, man?
Fiery Joe Biden. Angry Joe.
Well, thanks, Crudy and Dom, for taking my call. But, you know, America's finding out that, you know, Commander Cut and Run, he's in his early stages of Alzheimer's, and a vote for him is going to be a vote for do-nothing VP Harris. So if you look up the symptoms of dementia, and I've seen it in my own family and other friends.
Are you
family,
diagnosing? Anger
is that's a big part of it, CJ.
If you believe the book, he's been angry since at least the 08 campaign, since he was egomaniacal senator.
No, we've watched him, and it's pretty sad. So finally the press is realizing it, and your party claims to care about democracy. Well, this grumpy old man denies his seventh grandchild.
CJ, I can't take any more of you today. Sorry, come on, gotta man. Let you go.
I just got five things to say to you, CJ. Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have storm chances in the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, a light southwest wind at 62 degrees early Friday morning. We'll see some hazy conditions developing, especially late Friday afternoon. Mostly sunny skies and some afternoon storms, the high 88 degrees. It's 66 at our studios.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. Join us, 844-967-2789. Stick around, Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show coming up at 6 o'clock.
This one's going out for you, Tony Evers. You know who comes up after Maggie Dawn, of course? Busted Pencils. Educated Educators Talking Education with Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. I wonder if Tim remembers that gubernatorial debate.
Call him up and ask him, man.
I know he does. I mean, if you're the moderator of a gubernatorial debate and someone calls up the station the night before from the campaign and says, we want a different moderator for our candidate or he's not going to show. What do you do? That's one of the things that bothered me the most. I'm glad I've publicly exposed. No regrets.
Yeah, glad you got that out, Curdy. Well, listen, man. No matter
how I wouldn't want to be accused of being angry or petty after the fact.
Well, of course not. It's been years now. I'm sure everyone's gotten over it, right, Curdy? Well, right, Tony?
The last five times he appeared on the show, all before that day. Actually, he came on the show after that day. That's the surprising thing.
For the right before the election, though, right? That
before
was his last kind of swing.
He was elected. In October of 2018, Tony Evers was still willing to come on the greatest radio show ever. I think the last time I introduced him was the enemy of my enemy, Tony Evers. And he hadn't been back since. I don't know why.
I don't know why. Pretty good news. The good news out of all of this is we are not the Michigan GOP.
Oh, what did they do? You've been trying to tell me, but I've been ignoring the conduct of the Michigan GOP because I want to let you tell me this story. Tell me all about it, Dom.
Well, I guess my home state, baby, and the GOP continues its downward decline. The Michigan Advance reporting. Here's the headline. Michigan GOP meeting melee prompts further questions about Caramo's leadership and party finances. What? So here we go. The leadership in Michigan, direction and finances of the Michigan Republican Party are being questioned following a physical melee that broke out at a state committee meeting over the weekend.
A melee?
I was in Detroit. I totally missed it. Apparently, I was not in Clare. Saturday morning, a special gathering at the Doherty Hotel in Clare came amid public questioning of the leadership of the new chair, Christina Caramo, specifically how party funds were being raised and spent. Isn't that always a question? She was elected in March in a crowded field after her unsuccessful bid to be the Secretary of State. However, the event instead made national headlines. Don't you love it when you go local and now it becomes national? When a party member and a county party chair got into a scuffle that brought out police and could result in charges. Mark DeYoung, chairman of the Clare County Republican Party, told the Detroit News he was attacked by Wayne County Republican James Chapman when he opened a locked door Chapman was trying to open. Here's the quote. He kicked me in my balls as soon as I opened the door, DeYoung told the news, adding that Chapman then slammed him into a chair, breaking his rib and requiring a trip to the emergency room. Chapman alleges DeYoung took a swing at him first, prompting him to remove his glasses. When you see me taking off my glasses, I'm ready to rock, Chapman was quoted by the news as saying.
DeYoung denies he acted first and he plans to press charges. Police say a complaint has been filed and was being investigated.
I lost track of the multiple people in the melee, but whoever did the nard kicking, that person clearly crossed the line down. Can we agree, when you kick someone in the nards, that's crossing the line.
I mean, Wayne County Republican James Chapman. That's what the Republicans, I mean, this is it, right? So they got a new chair. They're like, lots of the state parties are burning through money, right? Some of the reporting we've seen of how much money they have on hand versus how much debt they have because of them getting behind these BS claims of Trump to, you know, challenge the election, yada, yada, yada.
The Arizona GOP, shockingly, after the cyber ninjas had their way in Maricopa County, they're apparently broke.
I mean, strange how that happens. But no matter how bad it gets, Crudy, when you and now Governor Tony Evers at the debate stage talking education, there was no kicking of the balls like going on at the Michigan GOP. If that doesn't just describe the entirety of the grand old party right now, I don't know what does.
I feel like you're describing a scene from Weird Science. Remember when boys get drunk and they go down to the jazz bar? She kicked me right in the nuts. She broke my heart.
Broke my heart, man. Broke my heart. So, we're down. You know, we're down with the spirited debates. Lots of philosophies and things to address, and priorities are different, and experiences are different, and we embrace those things. And yes, there will be absolutely confrontation and philosophical differences, but at least no one's getting kicked in the private parts. Well done, Michigan GOP. Way to make the national news. Like, Trump was there recently, wasn't he?
National news or Michigan?
In Michigan, yes.
Where was he most recently? Where, what's his face? Oh, our boy Chris Christie. Hope he makes the debate stage.
Oh, no doubt. If he does, then Trump certainly isn't coming. At least, well, not to Milwaukee.
You keep saying that. I don't think he's as scared of Christie as you think Trump is. I think he, you know, sees him as some sort of peon. Remember he had Christie at Mar-a-Lago? He made him eat mom's meatloaf.
I remember all that. I mean,
and he Trump, got two, I mean, scoops of ice cream. Trump is a and Christie projection.
He has so much insecurity. He's such a narcissist. It's such an overplay, right? I mean, that's what Trump does. He overcompensates for his lack of everything. Of everything. That's what Trump does.
Well, Chris Christie gives me a pleasant thought to end the day on, Dom. I'd like to share it with you and the audience. GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie said Tuesday that former President Trump goes to bed every night thinking about the threat of going to jail over his 37-count federal indictment in the classified documents case. I bet he's right about that. Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, said based on the indictment, he believes Trump would be convicted and ultimately face jail time if he went to trial. During an interview on MSNBC's Morning Joe, Christie said that to avoid going to jail, Trump may consider making a deal, Dom. Who's he going to flip on? There's no one left to flip on. Rudy's flipping on you right now. He may consider taking a plea deal instead of going to trial, despite his claims that he's not afraid. Here is Christie's quote. Because part of what the Department of Justice has always done under all of my attorneys general that I've seen in my lifetime is if we offer you a plea, which I'm certain they will, and you turn it down and you take us to trial and you're convicted, that judge is sending you to jail. And I'm telling you, no matter what he says, no matter how he's bragging and going on and on about him not being afraid, he goes to bed every night thinking about the sound of that jail cell door closing behind him. So take that one to bed. Don't be angry. Don't drive angry.
Don't drive angry.
Thank you for listening. See you on hump day.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.